This is The Driver's Seat for Kubota. Together, we are building Australia.
You're welcome back to The Driver's Seat. We do it thanks to Kubota. For over 40 years, we've been making tomorrow matter. And together, we're building Australia. The racing world might have shut down categories across the world, though. However, have turned to esports, specifically iRacing. I know that the NASCAR series have been doing very successful e-races, so to speak. IndyCar tried it, and now it is time for TCR Australia to have a crack as well with the ARG Esport Cup. It's going to run over 10 consecutive weeks. It starts tomorrow night at the Mount Panorama Circuit at Bathurst. Entrants from the TCR Australia Series S5000 Touring Car Masters, Trans Am and V8 Touring Cars are eligible to compete. But to tell us a little bit more about it, from ARG, the Australian Racing Group, to tell us a bit more about the car sales ARG eSport Cup, is Grant Rowley.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much for having me, and all those fans that I can hear cheering for me, amazing. Thanks, Mum.
We only bring the studio audience in for the important folks. So, you know, you are the future interview for IMAR Insurance. So in comes the audience. Grant, usually this time of year, you and I and Stevie J, we are embedded in motorsports, going to races, racing, fixing our cars, doing this, that and the other thing. But right now, all three of us are all focused on esports. And as Nimsy said, the ARG have come up with a car sales esports race. Take us through it. What's it all about? How is it going to be run?
Yeah, I guess you know, we didn't have much else to do. And the great thing about car racing is that the simulation is the best, probably the best in sports. I love playing FIFA. I used to play my ET's rugby league on the old Commodore 64 150 years ago. That was unbelievable. You know, I won that many, the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs won that many premierships. And like in future years, I moved on to car racing and won multiple world titles on the old Grand Prix games. It has evolved. So it's all of the sports online gaming has evolved so much, but motor racing continues to lead the way. There's no other sporting contest that you can actually get a pretty real feel for it. I think I actually spoke to Stevie J a couple of days ago about this, and he said a great thing where, you know, you can't practice your soccer passing or your footy kicks on a virtual game, but with race cars you can, you know, get a pretty real feel for what's going on. So we're in a pretty lucky spot as racing car guys in this difficult world that we're in, that we're able to do this sort of thing and have a pretty genuine competition. And looking forward to our ARG Esport Cup, and chuck a few guys in from a whole range of disciplines, from open wheelers and touring cars and Trans Ams and the Touring Car Masters, and chuck them all in similar virtual games and see how they go, see how many smashes we end up with.
It's going to be interesting, mate, isn't it? Because the good thing about this is that it's just not dedicated to one particular category. So, you know, obviously we've got the supercar, they're doing a similar thing with the ARG side of things, because ARG have got the Touring Car Masters, TCR Australia Series, S5000, Trans Am and V8 Touring Cars, which is all run by ARG. It's guys from and girls from all of those disciplines and coming together to run in this category, which is 10 weeks long, 10 rounds long, starting off, as Matty alluded, at Bathurst with the TCR car. Then obviously through the weeks, we're going to progress into different cars. You know, I think we were talking
F3s,
about Formula, yeah, Formula 3 or Formula Renault, which is similar to an S5000, obviously a NASCAR style thing, which is similar to the TCR, to the Trans Am car and that sort of thing. Is that right, Grant? Is that what's happening?
That's exactly the plan. And it just, I guess it shows the diversity that the Australian Racing Group has, but also the great diversity that just Australian motorsport in general has as well. Look, we love supercars, and what they'll do will be a really fantastic thing that we so well produced, and it'll certainly keep the motorsport starved fans at bay for a while we stay indoors and keep each other safe. But our thing is very similar, but I guess a little bit of extra variety as well with, as you say, the open wheelers, certainly the touring cars, and the potential to have some other cool muscle cars involved as well. So looking forward to it. Gives everyone something different to look forward to. Of course, we want to see the stars and our heroes and the great cars out on the real racetracks. It's just not possible at the moment. This is as virtually as close as we're going to get.
And people have a thirst to watch anything race. One of the other producers alerted me to marble racing, which I think you're quite on top of there, Nimsy.
That's fantastic.
If you look at marble racing on YouTube, they've got like 500,000 plus views. So you would imagine that if with the ARG Esports Cup, the car sales ARG Esports Cup.
How cool is it? You've got naming rights to it.
They've got naming rights. I mean, how good is that? Race. People are going to love this. People are absolutely going to love it. How can they see it? Where are they going to be able to see this competition?
They'll be able to see it on the TCR Australia Facebook page, the YouTube page, and it'll be across multiple other pages as well. Your regular racing websites will just be able to embed it. So, if you love your Speed Cafe or your motorsport.com, they'll all have it as well. So it certainly won't be hard to find. I tell you, the one thing, though, that we are going to hear, there's going to be a lot of blow-ups. There's going to be some massive tears. You know, there's going to be 40-odd cars in each of these races. And if you watched any online racing, or if you've done any online racing, you only need two or three or four cars to firstly have a good race, but also have some incidents. We've got potentially 50 cars trying to pile into Hell Corner at Mount Panorama all at the same time. Now, if they can get through Hell Corner, amazing. But when they get up to turn two there at Griffin's Bend, and you've got like 20 of them in a very, very 40 of them in a small little space, then I can almost guarantee there'll be two or three of them facing the wrong way. And I don't mean the 180 degree. I mean the 180 degree the other way with the wheels pointing up towards the sky.
And what I love about it, one of the things I do love about esports is if we look at the 50 guys who are going to be signed on to do this, there's blokes like Nathan Hearn from Trans Am who are 19 years of age, full of bluster, talent, ego, all that kind of stuff. And then you got blokes like Stevie J, who are 120 years old, and won't want the junior burgers to give them a pasting on their simulator. So I don't know which egos are going to be bigger, the young fellas or the old blokes who want to teach the young fellas how to get around the mountain.
Well, look, I guess I'm looking forward to it. I really, as the kind of event organizer, I just want everyone to have fun and give it a go and really enjoy it. But also the racer in me wants everyone to kind of take it as serious as possible and maybe don't spend your whole day practicing, but at least three quarters of the day doing lap time and lap time over and over. Calling for the family to bring drinks and food because I'm not getting out of the simulator and I'm waiting until I can find that extra 2 tenths. So, we want it to be fun. There is honestly the potential for massive carnage, and I'm sure maybe in the first couple of rounds there will be. But I reckon once everything shakes out, the competition will be quite good.
No, I know we got to go, Nimsy, but. What I find really ironic is that, and you alluded to Nathan Hearn there, Matty.
Yep.
For me to be able to be racing and race against him, mm-hmm. and my son Jet actually raced against Nathan in go-karting. So
there you go.
Jet was just coming into karting when he was seven, and Nathan was just at the end of that category moving up to the next one, but they still raced against each other.
Yep.
Other guys like Nathan Morecambe, who race obviously in the TCR, mm-hmm. Australia, a good mate of mine. I can't wait to feed him into the fence. James Golding, I've always wanted to fence him because I just hate his haircut.
His haircut?
I just want to fence him. So, James, I'm coming for James as well.
And Nathan and George Medici.
Yeah,
so the name Medici and the Johnsons are going to be back on the track again together.
Yep.
That'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
After you sledged off his father at the end of last year on social media in
I didn't sledge anyone off. I just said it how it was.
No. Yeah, what was it? That he was impatient.
Well, he was basically 100% wrong.
So that's going to be good to watch.
There you go. Well, old feuds will be continued in the virtual world. That's something good to say there. But hey, make sure you do tune in to the ARG Car Sales eSport Cup. It's going to be an absolute belter. 10 weeks of non-stop racing action with a variety of categories. Grant, we really appreciate you taking the time to jump on the driver's seat with us, and hopefully we'll get to see a whole bunch of eyeballs on the eSport Cup, and hopefully you'll give us a wrap-up at the end of it.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much. Call any time and stay safe.